The Jesus Storybook Bible, Story 27, How to Pray. Jesus teaches people about prayer, a paraphrase of the Lord's Prayer from Matthew 6. In those days, there were some extra super holy people. At least, that's what they thought. And they were called Pharisees. Every day, they would stand out there in the middle of the street and pray out loud in big, extra super holy voices. They really weren't praying so much as just showing off. They used lots of special words that were so clever, no one understood what they meant. People walking by would stop and stare, which might sound rude, except that's exactly what the extra super holy people wanted. They wanted everyone to say, "Look at them. They're so holy. God must love those people best." Now, you and I both know they were wrong. God doesn't just love holy people. But the people walking by weren't so sure. Perhaps you did have to be really clever, or good, or important for God to love you. Perhaps you had to know lots of difficult, clever words to speak to God. So, one day, Jesus taught people how to pray. He said, "When you pray, don't pray like those extra super holy people. They think if they say lots of words, God will hear them. But it's not because you're so clever, or good, or so important, that God will listen to you. God listens to you because He loves you. Did you know that God is always listening to you? Did you know that God can hear the quietest whisper deep inside your heart, even before you started to say it? Because God knows exactly what you need, even before you ask Him," Jesus told them. "You see, God just can't wait to give you all that you need. So you don't need to use long words or special words. You don't have to use a special voice. You just have to talk. So, when you pray, pray in your normal voice, just like when you're talking to someone you love very much. Like this. Hello, Daddy. We want to know you and be close to you. Please show us how. Make everything in the world right again, and in our hearts, too. Do what is best, just like you do in heaven. And please do it down here, too. Please give us everything we need today. Forgive us for doing wrong, for hurting you. Forgive us just as we forgive other people when they hurt us. Rescue us. We need you. We don't want to keep running away and hiding from you. Keep us safe from our enemies. You're strong, God. You can do whatever you want. You are in charge. Now and forever and for always. We think you're great. Amen. Yes, we do." You see, Jesus was showing people that God would always love them with a never-stopping, never-giving-up, unbreaking, always and forever love. So they didn't need to hide anymore, or be afraid, or ashamed. They could stop running away from God, and they could run to Him instead. As a little child runs into her daddy's arms. All right. In today's story, Jesus talks about prayer. And I think this is a very important thing for us to learn about. You see, some people think that prayer is some kind of magic formula, or that you have to say certain words. Some people memorize a prayer. Some people even memorize the prayer that Jesus gave or that Jesus used. It's called the Lord's Prayer. I'll be honest and say, when I was young, I memorized it too. I learned it in a few different words than what we hear in this story, but I can say it even now. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Even now, I know those words, and they are important to me. But what Jesus wants us to understand is that praying is not about quoting words. It's not about memorizing a special prayer or saying things that someone else has told us to say. Prayer is about speaking directly to God. Just like you would to your best friend. Just like you would to your mom and dad. Prayer is more than just quoting words. It's more than just saying the same thing over and over and over again. Would your best friend like it if you never said anything new to him? If you always just quoted the same exact thing and didn't have any meaning to it? No. Your best friend wants to talk to you, wants to hear you. The same with your mom and dad. The same with God. God wants us to speak to him. And when Jesus gave the model prayer, in many ways, he gave us a pattern, an outline, ideas to follow as we talk to God. So I want to go back and I want to look at that model prayer again. We're going to read from the Contemporary English Version. Now, this is not the translation that I memorized when I was a boy, but I think the words that are here are simpler and easier to understand. My advice is, find the version that you understand, and probably do it in your own language. If English isn't your first language, then use your native language. Use the translation that's in your language, and talk to God in your language. God understands every language in the world. He created those languages. So don't try to speak to God in English. Speak to God in the language of your heart. So, looking at this, Jesus begins by saying, "Our Father in heaven, help us to honor your name." When I see this, then this is the place where, as I'm praying, I honor God. I praise him for who he is. I say, "Lord, I thank you that you are the true God." And I acknowledge him for who he is, and I praise him for how awesome and incredible he is. So I just spend a little bit of time honoring God and praising him. Next, Jesus says, "Come and set up your kingdom, so that everyone on earth will obey you as you are obeyed in heaven." So I ask God for his will to be done, for what he wants to be done to happen. I ask him to help me understand what he wants. I ask him to help me understand how to obey him. In heaven, the angels know exactly what he wants, and they understand how to obey him. And so I ask God to help me understand how to obey him, how to follow him. Again, it's not about just quoting these words. It's about understanding them and praying them and praying about those ideas back to God. but going beyond just the words that I've memorized to true, honest conversation with God. The next thing that Jesus says in his prayer, give us our food for today. Here, Jesus teaches us to ask God for the things that we need. Give us food. But food isn't the only thing that we can pray about. Pray about all the things that we need in our life. Think about the day. Pray that God would help you in every area, not just food. Pray for safety. Pray for those who are sick. This is where we ask God for the things that we need. And we ask Him to provide for us, like a father provides for his child. Next, Jesus teaches us, forgive us for doing wrong as we forgive others. There are two important parts to this. First, we confess our sins. Jesus teaches us that in prayer, we are to confess the things that we have done wrong and say, God, I made a mistake, or I intentionally disobeyed you. Please forgive me. And it should be more than just words saying, forgive me, I made a mistake, or I did wrong. We need to change our hearts, to turn away from the bad things that we do, and turn to God. And so every day we look at our lives and we see, have we obeyed God? And if we haven't, we need to change and ask Him for help in changing. Which leads us to the last part. Keep us from being tempted and protect us from evil. Here we ask for God's help to obey. We ask for God's help to do what's right. And in this part, we need to understand that I cannot do what's right by myself. My heart is not perfect. But God wants me to obey. And so I ask God to help me. I ask God today to guide my steps, to help me to do what's right. And so as I go through this prayer, I use it as a model and a guide of things to pray about and make sure that I pray about the things that God wants me to. And so during this time of prayer, we are trying to connect our hearts to God, our lives to follow God's way, and to ask for the things that we need. You see, remember, God cares about you. God wants us to take all of our needs, all of our concerns to Him, not to worry about things, but to go to God and talk to Him about them. Not to be upset or stressed out about things, but to live a life of faith where we are trusting God. And so, prayer is the foundation. Prayer is how we talk to God. And again, it shouldn't be a memorized prayer. Something, words that we just quote without thinking about them. It should be from our heart, like us talking to a friend or our father. And we can do it any time. It doesn't have to be a special way or a special place. There should be some special times where we set aside time to truly pray. But it doesn't have to be in a magic formula. I pray all the time. I pray as I'm driving, as I'm walking down the street. I pray as I'm doing any number of things. It also doesn't have to be out loud. Sometimes I pray silently in my heart, talking to God in my mind, because He hears me, whether I say it out loud or not. And so, today, I encourage you to spend time praying. Spend time talking to God, and try to spend more and more time praying and talking to God, talking to Him throughout the day, about everything. You see, it's like a relationship with God. Would your best friend or your mom and dad like it if you only spoke to them one time every day, and then the rest of the day you ignored them? No. No, and so God wants us to talk to him throughout the day about our problems, about our concerns, about our joys, the great things in life, and say, thank you, God. Pray. Spend time praying and talking to God. Lord, I pray you would help us. Teach us how to pray. Teach us how to live a life of prayer. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.